The morning we're continuing Chayodim Klav of Tes Simon Ches, where the Chayodim goes through the list of things which Chazal are said are important to be able to have or not to have when a person should be the Shliach of the Tzibur. We mentioned that he's representing the Tzibur in a real significant way, even Bizman Hazeh, Apikabola for sure. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate such an idea that he functions like the Kohen, which takes our tefillas into Kadosh Baruch Hu, even Bizman Hazeh. So we want the person to be an appropriate person. So once upon a time, they were very makbid on these issues, and they had a Shatz Kavua. And the Shatz Kavua would trump, the Halacha says he would trump the Ovel. The Ovel did not have a right to daven for the Yomid. The Shatz Kavua was the person which was to daven for the Yomid. The same thing with the Yortzeit, etc. The individual who had the Yortzeit would say Kaddish, or the person who was an Ovel would say Kaddish. We get an Aliyah and say Baruch Hu, but the davening for the Yomid belonged to the Shliach Tzibur. So he continues and says, his family should be a family which is a pure family, which is doing the right thing. His home, his household should be a household which does not have any averas in it. Toshia gamkein zokin mamish, preferably he should be a person who is older. He should wear clothing which looks appropriate, that he should not leave part of his body uncovered. He should be there early, he should not run out at the end. Preferably it should be a tzaddik ben tzaddik, because I'll say the beginning of Parshas told us that Barsham answered Yitzchak's tefillas and not Rivka's, even though Rivka was a tzaddikus. But it's not similar to, it's greater to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the tefillas of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, than a person who was a tzaddik ben Rasha. Kanadoma tefillas tzaddik ben tzaddik, Barash lo yeh by moment, preferably he should also be physically pleasing to the eye. But he says in Tess, im ein moitzin misha yeh by kolamina sayelu. If we don't find somebody who can meet all these criteria, which is quite a list, that as a person who has the honor of Merutza La'am, he should never have once had a bad reputation about himself. His family should be pure. He shouldn't have a physical mum. He should have a pleasant way about him, and he should have a nice voice. The Brisker Rav is quoted to say one time that they asked about the issue about the nice voice. So many other poskim said, you notice it's put last on the list. And we'll see in a second, the Chayyadim says that as well. He says, but it's obvious that it has to be something which doesn't grate on people's ears. It has to be something which has a level of being pleasant to people. Okay, so we don't have somebody who has all of these things. Take the best you can. In the Tzibur, Chochma, who does mitzvahs and careful how he does about averus. There is a person who's not knowledgeable, but he has a nice voice. But people want him to become the Shliach Tzibur. We're going to have a young man who does not even have a nice voice. And he's young, and we're going to see that we prefer somebody who's older. But as opposed to the Amoritz, who doesn't really understand what he's saying, this young man is knowledgeable and knows what he's saying. Vein Kerler Noyim. And he doesn't have a pleasant voice, this young man. Akotin Hukardim. He still takes precedence. So we see that the criteria of the Chazan in Halacha is not so much the criteria of the Shliach Tzibur is a person who's representing the Tzibur. The main thing is not so much that we enjoy the experience, but we have a person up there who is going to represent us well in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's more important than the fact that we are necessarily enjoying the experience. Now obviously if it's an experience which people will find grating upon their ears, that's not fair to the Tzibur either. But it's important to understand where to put the dagesh, where to put the focus. Okay, Beshem, we will continue with these halachas tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.